Winnie.
Hello.
And Wilbur.
Meow.
The Festival of Witches. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Winnie the Witch and her big black cat Wilbur.
Come on, Wilbur. Meow.
Were packing their suitcase for a very special holiday.
I can't get it all in, oh dear.
Every year, they went to the Worldwide Witches Festival. This year, it was on an island in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, lovely, Wilbur. Meow!
Winnie tied the suitcase to her broomstick. And they zoomed up into the air.
Whoopee!
It was a long flight, but at last they landed on the island.
Oh, look out below!
Bump!
Oh, bit of a hard landing.
There were witches everywhere. Witches from every corner of the world. And there were cats everywhere.
Meow! Meow!
Wilbur had lots of friends.
Meow!
The witches danced and sang, played games, ate delicious food, and learned exciting new spells. Anastasia taught them a spell to make a magic fountain.
Watch this, Winnie. Abracadabra.
It spurted out sparkling cold water and lemonade and strawberry milkshake.
Oh, delicious.
Fatima showed them how to turn the cats into all kinds of bright colours.
I've got one. Abracadabra.
The cats were very surprised and not pleased. But Winnie quickly waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And she turned them back to their own colours. Purr, 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 said the cats. The witches had lots of fun, and then it was time to go home. Each year, when it was time to leave, most of the witches invited other witches to come and visit. Winnie got plenty of invitations. She put them into her suitcase. And Winnie and Wilbur flew home. Winnie had never visited the other witches, and she had never given out invitations.
No, haven't I? No.
She liked living quietly in her black house with Wilbur.
Oh, I do love my house, yes. And my cat.
But this year, when Winnie had been home for a few days, she started to miss the other witches.
Perhaps we'll visit some of them this year, Wilbur,
she said.
Meow. I could do with some company.
Winnie looked through her invitations. Anastasia lived on top of a mountain.
Oh, very grand.
Exciting. Esmeralda lived in a treehouse. Wonderful.
Oh, a treehouse, Wilbur.
Fatima, Faiza, and Latifa lived in a castle by the sea. Amazing!
Oh, we could go for a swim, Wilbur. Too cold for you.
Amara lived in a lighthouse. That could be fun.
That's plenty to choose from, Wilbur.
Said Winnie.
Which one will we choose first?
Wilbur loved climbing trees. Yes. So off they flew to Esmeralda's treehouse. Esmeralda was very pleased to see them, and her big black and white cat, Oscar, was pleased to see Wilbur. Esmeralda and Oscar loved having visitors.
You should stay the night,
Esmeralda said.
Oh, thank you.
It's lovely sleeping in a tree house.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It was lovely sleeping in a tree house. The breeze gently rocked the beds, and Winnie and Wilbur were asleep in 13 seconds. Then Winnie thought she'd try another visit. Esmeralda had been fun. This time she chose Anastasia, who lived on top of a mountain.
Will, I'm so pleased to see you both.
They had fun whizzing down the mountain on a snowboard. That was exciting.
Abracadabra!
Shouted Anastasia. And there was steaming hot chocolate to warm them up. Delicious.
Does Wilbur ski?
After Anastasia, Winnie chose Fatima, Faiza, and Latifa.
Hello.
Hello, Winnie.
Lovely to see you, Winnie.
Their castle by the sea was amazing.
Oh, I've never seen anything like it, Wilbur. Oh, visiting people is such fun.
Meow,
Winnie said, as she jumped over a wave.
Whoopee!
Said Wilbur. He'd been fishing.
Meow.
Next was Amara's lighthouse. It had lots and lots and lots of steps.
it's too tiring.
But luckily, Winnie had her broomstick. So they flew to the top.
Good to see you, Winnie.
You too, Wilbur.
Marvellous.
The view was spectacular.
Oh, you're so lucky, Amara.
When they got home, it was quiet and peaceful. Too quiet and peaceful. Bang, bang, bang.
Who's that?
Somebody was knocking on Winnie's front door. It was Anastasia.
Hello, Winnie.
And Esmeralda.
Hello, Winnie.
Fatima.
Hello, Winnie.
Faiza.
Hello, Winnie.
And Latifa.
Hi there, Winnie.
And Amara.
Hello, Winnie.
Hello, come in.
We've all come to visit,
they said.
Let's have a party, Winnie.
Oh, good idea.
Abracadabra!
Shouted the witches, and Winnie's house was ready for the party. The witches invited all the other witches by witch mail. Soon, witches and their cats were flying in from every direction. It was the best party ever. As the sun rose, the witches started to fly home.
Be seeing you, Winnie.
So long, Winnie.
Goodbye, Winnie.
It was a good thing Winnie knew a spell to clean up after a party.
Abracadabra,
she shouted. And her house was shiny clean. Well, fairly clean.
That was a wonderful party, Wilbur,
Winnie said.
We are lucky to have so many good friends all over the world. We must have another party soon.
Purr, 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 said Wilbur.
Purr, 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 purr,